Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name's Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Tammy Cheney, and I had was online and happened to check my credit card, and I saw a charge from its daily fitness plans, and I had no idea what it was. So I had disputed it back in December, and then the credit card company sent me a thing where it shows the transaction took place, and that there were two charges on December the 21st. I have no idea how they got there or what it's for. I'm disabled, so I wouldn't be interested in a fitness plan.
Alrighty. So, what was the charge amount?
$49.98 twice.
Okay, so, yes, ma'am. Excuse me. That first, you already said it, Tammy Cheney, billing address
yes, ma'am.
For security purposes, please, Ms. Cheney.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last part.
Your billing address for security purposes, please.
Okay. It's 4615 Corey Drive, K-O-U-R-Y, Kernersville, North Carolina. It's K-E-R-N-E-R-S-V-I-L-L-E, 27284.
Thank you for that information. So, yes, ma'am, reviewing the account, it does show that there was a contest that was entered back in December on the 21st for to win a free Dyson vacuum. Do you recall entering that contest for that Dyson vacuum?
Not right off that, I don't.
Alrighty, so with that contest being entered into, it also does express within terms conditions that you will be automatically enrolled into the Bite Hub app. Whomever ordered the product will be automatically enrolled into the Bite Hub app. Provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. I do understand that the transaction was disputed with the bank because there was only one charge to come out of the account. So
I disputed the one charge, and now according to Citibank, there's the second one actually went through. Another one.
I don't know anything about another charge they probably took in the temporary credit that they provided you back after they investigated the transaction. But they did, complete the dispute and fell through and investigated the transaction. So you are canceled on our end.
Okay. What about the, will you credit back the other charge?
There's no other charge. She was only charged once, and that was on the 21st of December. If they did take their fundings back, we can't do a refund due to the fact that this was a dispute.
Yeah, well, they didn't give it back to me. They reversed their credit.
Right. So, yes, ma'am, we can't do a refund on our end anymore.
So I have to pay it anyway?
Yes, ma'am, that charge is going to come out.
Where are y'all located at? Because I'm going to put this in the credit bureau.
Yes, ma'am. We're located in Denver.
Denver?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me a zip code?
The zip
code. Or an address?
Oh, we don't have an address for Pride.
You don't have an address?
Mm-mm. No, ma'am.
So, I can't even put it in the Better Business Bureau because you have no address.
We don't have an address to provide. That's correct.
So how is it you're supposed to be able to, now I'm really not getting this because I'm going to go back with Citibank and say, how in the hell can you pay somebody that has no address?
Well, due to the fact that we can't provide our address to the customers. We have an address. However, due to the fact that this information on your account does matches, it shows that there was a contest that was entered, and it was to win a free Dyson vacuum. Your bank investigated the transaction. They seen that it was a non-fraudulent transaction, so they did take the credit that they provided you back.
Right. So now, but I received no services or any merchandise or anything.
Well,
and I'm supposed to be okay with paying $50. I live on $700 a month. I can't just throw away 50 fucking bucks. I don't understand. I mean, I'm disabled. I would have not wanted a fitness plan. I don't know anything about this charge. and $50 is my medicine for the month. I mean, we're not talking about pennies here.
If there was a phone call made to us first, we would have definitely assisted you regarding the charges, ma'am. But you just
how could I call you first when I had no phone number and I had no idea who it was or what it was until Citibank sent me this paper? I would have never had any information about you guys at all.
Yes, ma'am. Citibank could have always provided you the phone number regarding the charges. Banks always do that.
Well, they did during the mail, but they didn't do it when I called them.
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes you have to ask for it.
Oh, so I have to pay to be stupid?
I'm sorry?
I have to pay to be stupid because I was too stupid not to ask.
Well, I'm not sure what you're referring to. I wouldn't, want you to talk about yourself like that. That's wrong.
Well, I mean, that's exactly what you're telling me. It's because I wasn't smart enough to ask them for it.
That did not come out of my mouth. I said most banks provide phone numbers. I do understand that sometimes
you
have to ask
for it. That's what you said. You said if you ask for it.
Sometimes you have to ask for it. I never said if you ask for it, ma'am.
Sometimes
you
have
to ask for it. That's a big difference.
Either way, I did not know to ask for it. How would I know to ask for it?
I'm not sure, ma'am, but I don't want to say anything else that upset you. However, you are counseled on our end. If you would like a cancellation number, we can provide it, but everything is counseled and situated.
Yeah, go ahead and give me that cancellation number, too.
Okay. That's going to be C as in Charlie, 920.
Okay.
302.
Okay.
033.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling customer service.